John McCain makes his stand. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every chance he gets, Senator John McCain tells the generals to put more troops in Iraq. But last Wednesday, he said that if the country does not have the will to do what it takes to win, that being to send in more forces, then U.S. troops should not be made to serve more tours of duty. Quote, "As troubling as it is, I can ask a young Marine to go back to Iraq. What I cannot do is ask him to risk life and limb so that we might delay our defeat for a few months or a year. It would be immoral," unquote. Which made it sound like John McCain was backing down. But then, on the day after Thanksgiving, in an op-ed for the Union Leader in the heart of the New Hampshire Presidential Proving Ground, he said this, quote, "We should have begun to increase significantly the size of the Army and Marine Corps the day after 9/11, but we did not. So we must turn again to those Americans and their families who have already sacrificed so much. That is a very hard thing to do, but if we intend to win, then we must." Then he goes on to write, "The voters might not always agree with us, but when they see us tackle the hardest problems, they will draw the right conclusion that we are acting on their behalf," unquote. Which tells me that if he finds America is lacking the will to win, John McCain intends to create it. He intends to promise victory, even if it means sending the volunteer army on a compulsory third tour in Iraq and continuing a war that's already cost $350 billion and lasted longer than World War II. What's he thinking? I believe he's thinking, let's see Rudy Giuliani out-tough that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.